Good afternoon. I call this meeting of the House Ethics Committee to order on Friday, July 30th, 1:03 p.m. We are holding remote hearings pursuant to House Rule 10.01. This rule has been posted online and is linked to in our public meeting notice on the House website. All remote hearings will be recorded and live streamed by House Public Information Services. I've been notified that a quorum is present. Mr. Jorgensen, the committee legislative assistant, will take the roll for attendance. Mr. Jorgensen.
Chair Dabney.
Present.
Representative Erickson.
Present.
Representative Becker Finn.
Present.
Representative Torkelson.
Present.
Representative Carlson. Representative Keel.
Present.
Representative Carlson.
It looks like he may be muted. I'll send him a quick text.
Might be muted. Yeah. Okay.
We can see Representative Carlson is present.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, quorum is present.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jorgensen. Members, a quick review of remote hearing procedure. The default is that you are set to mute. Please keep yourself on mute when you're not voting or speaking. For those who call into the Zoom, you must hit *6 to unmute. If you wish to be recognized to speak, please use the raise your hand function in Zoom. Please do not lower your hand. Committee staff will do that for you. So we assure everyone who wishes to speak is recognized. Also, please do not use the other reaction functions, thumbs up or clapping, as they disappear on their own and are difficult to track. If you're on the phone, hit *9 to raise your hand, or please email sean.herring@house.mn if you wish to speak, or Andy.Jorgensen@house.mn. Just a reminder, we'll be doing procedural motions, for instance, approval of the minutes of our meeting of July 23rd via voice vote. We will roll call each vote for any final action on an item. As is always the case, any member may request a roll call on any vote. With that, moving to approval of the minutes of the July 23rd, 2021 meeting, we have the meeting minutes that are in members' packets and were posted to the committee website. Representative Becker Finn, may I have a motion to approve the minutes of that meeting?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Becker Finn.
Any discussion? Chair Dabney, this is Representative Andrew Carlson. Wasn't quite sure if you got me on the roll call.
Thank you, Representative Carlson. We did.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, any discussion to the Becker Finn motion moving approval of the minutes of the July 23rd, 2021 meeting?
Mr. Chair, Representative Torkelson.
Representative Torkelson.
Is it customary to list the alternates in this situation where we have alternates as we do not in other committees?
My encouragement to staff was to recognize that the alternates, Representative Keel and Representative Carlson, are in attendance and kind of provide credit for that. Is that acceptable, Representative Torkelson?
Well, yeah, perhaps it should be part of the minutes if we're going to recognize their presence.
If it's okay with Representative Becker Finn, let's incorporate the Torkelson comment into the Becker Finn motion, please.
That would be fine with me, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Becker Finn. Any other discussion to the Becker Finn motion incorporating the Torkelson motion? Seeing none, members, please unmute. This is a voice vote. All those in favor of the Becker Finn motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 All, All those opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Thank you, members. Members, today our Ethics Committee hearing is called to order for the purpose of conducting a probable cause hearing on the ethics complaint brought against Representative Thompson by Representative Lucero and co-signed by Representative Franzen, Representative McDonald, Representative Green, Representative O'Neill, and Representative Heintzman. As we reconvene, I want to remind members to make clear that the Ethics Committee is not a court of law and that this process is legislative in nature rather than judicial. Still, the primary purpose of the Ethics Committee is to create an avenue for representatives to hold each other accountable. Rule 6.10 of House Permanent Rules states that, quote, a complaint may be brought about conduct by a member that violates a rule or administrative policy of the House, that violates accepted norms of House behavior, that betrays the public trust, or that tends to bring the House into dishonor or disrepute, end quote. In pursuit of a resolution of this matter, Representatives Lucero and Thompson have agreed to waive further proceedings of this probable cause hearing. Instead, we're going to move directly to an alternative resolution of this matter under the provisions of Section 9 of the Rules of Procedure of the Ethics Committee. After conversations with the principals, I believe that we have reached an agreement as follows. Representative John Thompson has agreed to voluntarily apologize to Representative Eric Lucero and to the body on the floor for comments made on the House floor during the video clip submitted by Representative Lucero. This apology will happen when the House of Representatives next reconvenes. Upon agreement to this statement by Representative Thompson, the complaint by Representative Lucero is dismissed. Representative Thompson, do you agree to the proposed agreement as stated?
Yes, sir, Chair.
Thank you, Representative Thompson. Representative Lucero, do you agree to the proposed agreement as stated?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do agree to that statement as stated. And again, just for the record, the additional comments from the written comments from Attorney Bliss on behalf of Representative Thompson pertaining to the substance of what that apology might look like. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Lucero. Members, any discussion to the current proposed resolution? Representative Erickson, I see that you are unmuted. Do you wish recognition?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I do want the committee and our claimant and our respondent and Lawyer Bliss and the public to know that you and I have had lengthy discussions with Representative Lucero and with Representative Thompson's lawyer. We had good back and forth about coming to an agreement that would provide for the request of Representative Lucero shortly after this statement was made on the House floor. It is important that we remember that we serve in a political setting, but we also have a code of conduct that we are responsible to uphold. And so I think it's really a good experience today that all of us realize that apologies can be made and that we learn a lesson about following our code of conduct. The public expects more of us than we realize. They expect integrity, they expect respect, they expect fairness, and they want us to abide by those parts of our code of conduct, as I think is what they expect of us when we're in the public serving them. It is such an honor and a privilege, as you know, to serve in this House of Representatives. So I appreciate Representative Dabney that we were able to work with Representative Lucero and Representative Thompson's lawyer and Representative Thompson himself to come to this agreement. So when you're ready for a motion, I will proceed with that.
Thank you, Representative Erickson. And I do want to thank you for your leadership in working with both Representatives Lucero and Thompson, as you indicated, and helping get us to this proposed resolution. So thank you for that. Representative Torkelson, you have your hand raised.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to add on my thoughts that I'm pleased with the resolution, that I thank you for your reminder at the beginning of this hearing that this is not a court of law, but really a committee that is here to maintain the integrity of the Minnesota House of Representatives. And we can do that when we get along. Sometimes words are exchanged on the floor that can cause certainly some upset and potential harm. And I feel very pleased that you, Mr. Chair, and the Republican lead on this committee have worked hard to bring this to resolution and maintain the reputation of the Minnesota House of Representatives. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Torkelson. Other comments from members? Seeing none, then Representative Erickson, will you please move that the committee adopt the alternative resolution as stated and dismiss the complaint?
Mr. Chair and committee, I do move adoption of the agreement and dismissal of the complaint.
Any discussion to the Erickson motion? Seeing none, since this is a final action on this matter, Mr. Jorgensen, will you please take the roll?
Dabney?
Aye.
Erickson, Dabney, aye. Erickson?
Aye.
Erickson, aye. Becker Finn?
Aye.
Becker Finn, aye. Torkelson?
Aye.
Torkelson, aye. Being four ayes and no nays.
Thank you, Mr. Jorgensen. With that, the motion prevails. Point of explanation to the public. Again, Representative Keel and Representative Carlson are alternates on the committee. Their votes were not needed for this motion. I wish to then take this moment to thank members. I want to particularly call out my appreciation to Representative Thompson. Representative Thompson, apologizing isn't always easy, and you've done that, and I thank you for that. I want to thank Representative Lucero. There are times when we feel that we have been affronted in some way, that accepting apologies is not always easy, and you have done that, so thank you for that. I believe that this resolution fits squarely in the tradition of this institution. In similar ethics complaints over the years, brought by both Democrats and Republicans, against both Democrats and Republicans, with both Democrat and Republican chairs of the Ethics Committee at the time, similar resolutions have occurred. In 2009, when then State Representative and now Congressman Tom Emmer filed a complaint against another member, he was adamant that debate on the floor of the Minnesota House should be vigorous and respectful. In that hearing and in this, we are holding to that standard of behavior for all members of the Minnesota House. I want to thank members of the committee for their participation and engagement in this hearing. I also wish to thank House nonpartisan staff, Mr. McCormick, Mr. Gehring, and Ms. Parra for their insights and guidance, and committee staff, Ms. Ganani, Mr. Herring, and Mr. Jorgensen for their efforts and support. With that, members, we are adjourned. Thank you for